Mets top prospect Noah Syndergaard has looked very comfortable in his first few weeks in the major leagues. He's got his first win under his belt. Tim McMaster here along with MLBPipeline.com's Bernie Pleskoff. And Bernie, another great young pitcher in that Mets organization. What do you like about Syndergaard?
Oh, there is so much, Tim, that I like about Noah Syndergaard. First of all, let's talk about the fact that he's 6'6", a right-hander, 240 pounds, who can throw downhill. And whenever you have those arms and legs coming at you, it's very difficult on the hitter. And he has improved his command and control in the past year tremendously. There was a point at Las Vegas in 2014 where I think he lost a little self-confidence. He did not have a good year. The Pacific Coast League is a tough place to pitch. Las Vegas is a tough place to pitch. And he scuffled a bit. He started there this year, has now been promoted. His velocity has increased over the years, too. He now throws his fastball at 96 to 98 miles an hour and mixes in an outstanding plus curveball. So can you imagine seeing the fastball, seeing the curveball, and he can also throw the changeup. So he's got three good pitches, the fastball and curveball being really dominant, and along with Matt Harvey, Jacob DeGrom, now Noah Syndergaard, those three guys are power pitchers for years to come.
Bernie, you mentioned all that young talent with the Mets, and they've held on to all those guys. They probably could have traded Syndergaard, but they held on to him. Where does he fit in that mix? Can he be a guy that's as good as Harvey, maybe a 1B starter in the rotation?
You know, that's a good question, and I really think he's probably better with Harvey as the ace, and he and DeGrom fighting out, not even fighting it out, but slotting at 2 and 3 or 3 and 2, simply because Harvey is a different type of pitcher. He's a power pitcher as well, but Syndergaard probably doesn't have as great as command and control and as much self-confidence yet as Harvey does, but that is going to come. The thing about Syndergaard is that he can change his velocity and location pitch to pitch. So he really has the hitter right where he wants him when he's on the mound. And like I said, when he finishes his pitches and when his command is there and he doesn't fly open like he did earlier in his career, this guy is going to be very, very tough to beat. And those three in the rotation are going to form a terrific nucleus for the Mets' future.